in to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello and welcome to episode number 132 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Edward Lamb, and Sean Orford. How are you, Sean?
I'm very good. I'm very, very good.
You've been away, haven't you?
Yeah, I've just come back from an amazing weekend in London. Took Pam.
Nanny Pam?
Mother-in-law away, yeah.
Yeah.
With Auntie Carol. And that was really, really good. It was lovely. First time Pam's been to London, so that was really exciting experience for her. That was good. And they went to see Billy Elliot, which was great.
They did. You didn't go as well?
No. Too busy. No, we were doing other things.
Shot but to they, the drop, eh?
And Pammy comes out of Billy Elliot and is speechless. She doesn't have words to describe the depth of her experience, what she just experienced. It was amazing to see her like that. She was stunned by it. It was really good.
Lifelong learning, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we're talking about this week, is it not?
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll have to drop a few little anecdotes from your weekend in about that.
How about? So what have you been up to?
Good question. Just trying to think, really. I've just got down that it's too warm. Do you not think it feels like it's too warm? It's December.
There's insects flying around outside the front door here.
Something not right. There's bulbs sprouting.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's weird, man. And we just, yeah.
Either that, we're going to have a really cold snap, which will just kill everything off then. Which would be...
I'm sure. At some point it's got to hit, hasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. That ice age that's on its way. Who knows?
Yeah.
But some cool stuff went down in Paris last week for the climate change conference and all that stuff.
Yep.
Some good targets for us to hit.
Yeah, if we can.
If we can, if we will. Can. Have faith.
Yeah. Have faith.
So, yeah, I'm doing all right. I haven't even really properly introduced us. For those that may be new to the show, 132 episodes in, we are liveinthepresent.co.uk. Well, that's our website anyway. You can find a whole back catalogue of podcasts. I reckon we've covered pretty much everything there is to cover.
No, if we did that, we'd stop learning.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we just don't have time in half an hour to really, really get into certain topics. This is probably one of them, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's lots on there, so go check it out and sign up for our email newsletter where you can get some free meditation files as well sent to you.
Yeah.
And you'll get weekly bulletins and alerts for these episodes, so no excuses for not listening. But should we dive into this week's show?
Yeah. I think that we should tell people they should leave us a review.
Anything. I've had a mulled wine.
We had a wonderful review this week, didn't we?
Well, we've had two. We've had a nice 5-star review from Bolt65 in the UK iTunes store.
Yep.
Saying how much that person loves us and how wonderful we are, which we
this must be true, yeah. Right.
And then in the US, Apple, not that there's anything against the US, we've had plenty of lovely reviews from there. We had a 1-star review from Neanderthal.
Neanderthal
review, basically saying, you know, we don't really research things very much, which is true.
Maybe there's the key is in the Neanderthal title here.
Yeah.
He's going to say Neanderthal.
Well, we can take criticism on board.
Yeah. It's good. If we were perfect and we were walking on water, then no one else would have any room, would they?
Exactly.
So we're leaving room for other people in
the
market.
We're still learning, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're still learning.
Yeah.
So, thanks for the reason. We do actually, I mean, good or bad, just leave her as a review.
We love it.
Get the feedback.
Love it.
So, yeah, get onto iTunes if you can and just spend a couple of minutes. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
And equally, send us a message about what you'd like us to cover in future episodes, because we are always endeavour to squeeze our listeners' thoughts in, don't we? And
I'm always grateful to the amount of people that do email in.
Yep.
And... have discussions, and I even do FaceTime and Skype with people around the world.
Indeed.
Which is good. It's nice.
One of the wonders of technology, another one of which is the fact that we can learn pretty much anything, anytime we want. Lifelong learning is something that live in the present that we kind of is central and core to the things that we teach, really, isn't it?
I think that the concept is amazing, because the issue is... could we do anything else other than be learning? It's almost as though I quote a Bob Dylan song here, and the line is, "He who is not busy being born is busy dying." And I think that that's the way it is for me. It's like, unless you're being born into new experience, new ideas, expansion, enjoyment, fun, you're actually in decline.
Uh-huh.
And some people go into decline at 20, 30, 40.
Sure.
Some people are still hanging in there in their 90s, mm-hmm. and they're still learning new stuff.
Indeed.
Look at someone like David Attenborough.
Yeah,
what a guy, you know, and the amount of learning he does on a daily basis.
Just takes it all in and just loves, you can tell he just relishes all the new information. Yeah, yeah. He's open to new ideas.
Yep.
Yeah, what a legend. I mean, I did a quick Google, as I do, for lifelong learning, and it's actually got its own Wikipedia entry. It actually mentioned something weird about how it was first embraced in Denmark in 1971, so I don't know if this is an actual... Lifelong learning is an official kind of trademarked thing now, or what?
It's, you get it a lot with things like the... There are lots of organisations like University of the Third Age for people who have retired, and they're very much into lifelong learning, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And they run all kinds of courses and programmes.
Yeah.
But lifelong learning is certainly a buzzword or a buzz phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great. I love it. It is as it should be, because when you stop learning, you stop living, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'll try and remember to link to this in the show notes. The Ken Robinson talk about creativity and how schools kill it at the moment. Our school process, or our school's education system, is harks back to the beginning of the industrial age, really, when it was all about preparing people for work. And then people would tend to finish work and maybe live a few years and then that'd be it.
Yeah.
But now, of course, you know, especially retired folks, look at someone like my dad who's retired. You know, he's hopefully got a good 20, 30 years, who knows, more maybe, who knows, to do stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't just sit around and do nothing, can you? He's a good example, mate.
Sadly, people do. Mm-hmm. They get into what I call that kind of underloaded state, where there's an underload is as stressful as overload.
Yeah.
Where there's nothing to do, and people get kind of bored, and they get kind of fat, and they don't do much, and then they get a bit moany. And I do deal with quite a few people like that who need to, come on, get on with it, let's get on, get moving. And it's amazing the amount of people that I work with who are older, who are engaged in life, and is doing incredible things, amazing things, you know, in their 70s and 80s. You know, brilliant.
Yeah, and there's plenty of examples that we've done linked to in previous episodes of folks that haven't hit the big time until, you know, later in life. And I was trying to think of specific examples, but who was the guy that invented the wind-up radio? Remember, not too long ago. British guy.
Yeah, right.
Old-ish, you know, probably.
And he was doing those for Africa, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, he'd probably made hundreds of inventions over the years, but it wasn't until this one thing clicked. You know,
and then, like, whoosh,
took off for him. So it's never too late, eh?
No. But the issue is, why are you doing it, isn't it?
Is that
we look at the concepts of work as, yes, you've got to provide and you need money and all that kind of stuff. But one of the things that I think over and over again is, where's the fun? Where's the fun?
Yeah.
And then people say to me, well, whoever told you you were supposed to have fun? And yes, you've got to work, and life's hard and life's earnest. Well, life may be challenging, it may be difficult, but it's how we deal with it, isn't it? I was thinking about this. It's like a man climbs Everest and uses masses of effort and is absolutely exhausted, but that's called fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? A man who moves a pile of bricks is absolutely exhausted. That's called work. Yeah? When you go to the gym or you run a marathon, you expend more energy than most people expend working, but you don't feel diminished by that, you feel enhanced.
Yeah, you wake up the next day thinking
woo!
Wow, look what I just did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that whole idea of, do I enjoy what I do for my work, is so fundamentally important to being alive and being happy. Yeah?
Right.
But is being happy a naive idea? What do you reckon?
Not at all. I mean, I've kind of joked and round about kind of happiness being a bit overrated in the past. Maybe because I've had such an easy inning so far. But, the whole... I'm not striving for happiness in the sense of just being smiley all the time. Happiness for me is quite often, putting in hard work for something.
Yeah.
you know,
yep.
feeling the burn and, you know, really coming through a struggle.
Yep.
Whether it's kind of business related or a physical activity, climbing a mountain or something.
I like the idea of being challenged, that my life's in dynamic tension. There's something that's pulling me, that's making me want to do something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And when I get to the point where I've got no dynamic tension in my life, I think, time to change. I need to do something different to give me that edge, that whoosh, so that waking up in the morning is a pleasure.
Yep.
I'm getting into things I want to do. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that, at the point where I don't want to do that anymore, is the point at which my life for me will have come to an end. You know, so that it's that thing about I'm now busy dying. I'm not busy living.
Mm.
I'm not busy being born into new.
You're just taking up valuable space, eh?
Yeah. Time to move over. You know, but I think that if you're enjoying yourself and you're engaged in your life and you're learning all the time, whether you're getting money for it or not, but especially if you are getting money for it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever your work is, it's not what you do, it's how you respond to it that counts.
Sure.
That's what makes it different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Work is in the eye of the beholder. Life is in the eye of the beholder. Fun is in the eye of the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I found a couple of articles which say similar things about kind of the benefits of lifelong learning, which I will link to in the show notes. The best one was on a site called missiontolearn.com. Which it's kind of, I think it has five key benefits. One of which is quite interesting to me is kind of the economic benefit, which we've just touched on. But in the sense that there's no such thing really anymore as a kind of job for life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just talking about people who've retired now, but I'm talking about people maybe similar age to me or younger, who, you know, they're in that first job and maybe they think they're set for life when reality is that they're probably not.
Yep.
And the technology that is just pushing things on so fast now is just going to speed up, if anything.
Yep.
I think, you know, I've linked to stuff in the past about how automation and machines will kind of take over like 75% of jobs in the future, in the next 25, 50 years.
Mm.
So how are you prepared for that?
You know?
So there's kind of things that governments and societies will need to replace that with, in terms of maybe it might be like a universal kind of payment that everyone gets. You know, we might not need to work anymore. In that case, what the heck are we going to do? But it comes down to learning, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And
constantly learning.
If you're sad, my father, God bless him, one thing he said to me that I think was really on the button. If I said I was bored, then he said that's because you're boring.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's like if you're bored, go and find something to engage yourself in.
Yeah,
yeah, and I think that's really powerful. And
so
I
did teach you something, eh?
Yeah, God bless him. Yeah, and I see loads of people who are underloaded and kind of miserable and can't get themselves going, and it's the issue about being engaged in something.
Yeah,
and sometimes. When we don't know what we want to do with life, whether it's hobby time or work time, is we need to go and play, we need to go and try things, we need to go and experiment and find things that make us excited.
Yeah.
You know, and then once we get excited, then, yeah, we've got something going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you see people who are excited by their lives, like David Attenborough,
mm-hmm.
You see someone who, you know, would David Attenborough ever get old? You know, maybe one day he'll drop dead.
Uh-huh.
But as long as he keeps that mind, that brain...
Yeah, he's going got that spark in his eye, yeah, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he's still intrigued and fascinated by what he sees and he learns all the time.
Yep.
You know, but that's true for all of us. When you walk down the road, you can either be staring at the floor, you can have headphones in your ears and be somewhere else, or you can actually live in your present and be learning from everything around you and enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a people watcher, aren't you? You take pleasure time in watching and chatting, yeah, to people, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I love it. It's good. And one of the things that was interesting being in London is people watching on the underground trains, on the tube trains.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing how people avoid, although they're in physical intimacy with each other, they avoid any kind of emotional or visual intimacy. They're staring all over the place. And it's really funny to watch people doing that.
It's, yeah, for we're not really city boys as anymore, are we? So, yeah, we're not in the sticks out here in the on the world, but it's funny when you go to a place like London, a big city, and yeah, people aren't quite as naturally welcoming.
But I think that
I like to have fun with it though, man. I like to kind of be chirpy.
Yeah, and smile at people, and they get, they think, oh, he's trying to pick me up. But it is that thing about when there's too many people together, like rats in a cage, they start to get a bit territorial about their space, and then they start to turn on each other when they invade each other's space and that kind of thing.
Did you go on the tube at all? Were you on
the
tube?
That's what I mean. Yeah, watching people on the
tube. Were you giving your chair up to ladies or older people?
That was interesting to watch too, because that's something which has changed dynamically, that there are very few people, the younger people, that will get up and give their seats to people that are older or infirm. And we had Nanny Pam and Auntie Carol with us. And on one of the trains, there was a couple, and it was the man who said, come on, to his girlfriend, get up. And they got up and let the two older ladies sit down.
Cool.
Which was really good. Nice to see.
Yeah, it's good now. I was on the train the other week to Liverpool, and I had my back to the people that come on the train, but a girl in front of me, I saw her look up, and she offered her seat to a guy, who, an older chap, who I think he had real trouble with one of his legs.
Yep.
So I instantly felt really guilty that I hadn't spotted it. But his wife was there as well, and I said, oh, do you want to sit down as well? And she's like, no. I was quite insistent, but then she was like, no, so I'm fine. So I tried.
Yeah. But that sense of everyone looking after each other, then we're all okay, is the thing, isn't it?
So you can learn a lot from other people.
Yep.
And that leads me on to a little point here from one of the blogs I found about, there's the economic benefit. So you can kind of support your family more confidently. Then there's the social benefit as well. You start to learn about other things. You start to get in with other little communities, don't you? So if you're the type of person, or you're perhaps feeling a bit lonely at the moment, get down to your local library and just... I think my dad just signed up to a local history group. Not because he's
join a club,
lonely, but...
Go to night school.
Yeah.
Any of those things where you've got other... Because the thing is that if you go on a course learning Chinese nose flute music, you're with a group of people who have the same interest that you have. So you're going to have a lot in common straight away when you go on a course.
Plus lots of other interests that you will just... You never know where it'll take you, do you?
Yeah. Mm. But you have to step out your front door to go and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing about... I do see lots of people that have become stuck. They've become inert. They don't know what to do. Mm. And it's like, do something. If you do something... That's a stimulus. A stimulus creates a response, which allows you then to learn and grow and change.
Yep, just a little, tiny little kick of energy.
Just a little bit, yeah. Yeah, and then it spirals up. That's when you grow. That's when you change.
Okay.
Do
you deal with folks that, I'm guessing you do, find that really tough, though? Or just, how do you, the people that are really at the, kind of rock bottom, how do you coax them out of the shell?
It depends on where they are. If someone is clinically depressed, it's usually the medication that lifts them up high enough to be able to do something. But very often, when you want to join a group, if you contact the people that run the group, they are used, in most groups, to people that are on their own, that need to get involved in the group. So they will give you a buddy. Mm. So if you're a woman on your own, you're thinking, it's a bit odd, dangerous, weird, wanting to go out and do something. Very often, if you contact the people that are running the group, they will provide you with another woman who will be your buddy and introduce you to people and all that kind of stuff. But you have to dare yourself to start to do it.
Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Tell me about aluminium cans.
Yeah. Well, I have the type of job, it's not really a job, where I can basically work and listen to stuff in the background, or have stuff going where I'm constantly learning about random things, like the process for making an aluminium can, as in the Coca-Cola can.
Do they press it out of a flat sheet? Is it punched out?
It's a flat sheet. And the reason it's a cylinder rather than a square is explained in the video that I'll link to.
Right.
Or a cube, Or not, like a sphere, which would be the easiest thing to make out of a sheet of aluminium.
Mm-hmm.
It's all to do with packing size, but anyway, it's a sheet that's punched a few times, and then it's kind of bent in at the top, and then they add another little bit, and then there's all sorts of mad stuff going on, and they spray it with some kind of really thin film so it doesn't oxidise or stuff like that.
Yeah,
but it's amazing. There's a 10-minute video about how they make aluminium cans, And it's just amazing. Like,
yeah.
If you don't find it interesting, now just you go home.
Yes, but when you're tired of making aluminium cans, you're tired of life.
Yeah. So I'll link to it. But I was chatting to my grandpa. He's 87, 88, maybe. Yeah. Over dinner a couple of months ago. And he's quite interested in engineering, and we were having a bit of a debate about the internet. And he's not so keen on Facebook, or he's ever been on it. So I was like, how can you say that, you know? But he's open to ideas, and he loves learning things. So I said, right, well, I'll send you something later on YouTube that will, you know, you might like. And he said, okay. And I saw him just this evening, actually. I said, did you see the video? And he's like, oh, it's fantastic, it was brilliant. And he'd been clicking through to other videos that by the person that did this one.
But that's a really, really good example of somebody who doesn't know until they step out of their bubble. Yeah. And you encouraged him out of his bubble to go and look at this thing called YouTube.
Yeah.
And then he discovers all these other links to other things as well.
And if he only knew what else was out there. Because I was also debating with him and his wife about Twitter and online banking. Even they're really sceptical about online banking. I was like, it's just, you know, because I get why people who are used to the old school way of banking are a bit worried about it, but how much better is it now?
You just
check your balance, you pay someone, stuff doesn't go wrong. Very rarely stuff goes wrong.
Yeah,
it's like, it's so much better. So, you know,
and that kind of instant pay.
Exactly. And my grandpa, he's an engineer by background, you know, when he worked. That's the line of work he was in. Travelled the world with it. And so, yeah, hopefully I've opened his eyes to it slightly.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think that things like tablets, where you can do FaceTime, Skype type stuff, takes people right out of isolation. They can start to connect with other people. And have multiple conversations, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
There's another site which we ought to put a link up to, which is called Full Documentary.
Okay.
And it has hundreds and hundreds of documentaries on all kinds of subjects that you might want to learn about.
Sure. Yeah, no, I've...
Amazing.
I use, like, the Watch Later button on YouTube loads, because I'm always logged in, so if I see something I watch, I'll just put it in my Watch Later account. So that's where I get all my resources from for this show, actually.
Yeah, and does it inform you that you've got this one to watch, kind of thing?
Yeah, you just have a playlist that's your Watch Later playlist. So I've always got 10 or 15 videos. Some of them are quite long, so it'll be a while till I get around to seeing it. Some of them are 5-minute clips that I can watch just on the train. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to mention there, Sean?
No, I'm okay. I put a quote in here. Dr. Johnson, he said, when a man's tired of London, he's tired of life. For there is in London all that life can afford. And I think that if you take the London concept out of that, it's like when you're tired of living and learning and experiencing, then you're tired of life.
Yeah.
Because out here in life, in this whole experience that we've got together, there is everything that you need, everything that life can afford is here for us now, if we're awake to it.
Yep.
But when we close down and we start to hang our guns up, then it's like, it's over, it's done.
Indeed. And our resources now are both kind of, we're going to mention online places to learn stuff about.
Yeah.
We shouldn't, you know, the fact that you can go out and meet people as well, isn't it?
Yep.
Important.
Well, a lot of these communities, my resource is an app and a site called Coursera.
Yeah.
Which has loads of courses on that are freebies that come from all kinds of universities.
Like degree
and
level stuff isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff there. But the thing is that when you sign up for a course, there may be another 80,000 people on the course as well around the world. But they have communities where you can go and talk to other people online that are doing the same course and discuss what you're doing.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, which is amazing. So although you are on your own studying, you're actually part of an academic community that's doing it.
You can ask questions and all that stuff, as you would in a regular university, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's similar to Coursera. It's called Udemy. Which, if we ever get our backsides in gear and do an
online course... We're doing a course on that.
That's where it'll be.
Yeah.
Most of the courses on there are kind of paid courses, kind of anything from $15, $20 up.
Yeah.
But anything you want. So whereas Coursera is quite the classics, really, isn't it?
Yep.
Udemy's anything you can think of, really, in terms of, you know, web design, graphics, relaxation and meditation, anxiety, all that kind of thing.
Yep.
Anything you can think of. So head to Udemy for that, Coursera as well. Both well worth a look, eh?
Good. Yep.
Beautiful. It gets me excited, all this stuff. Learning.
Then you want to go out and do some stuff.
I want to go check my YouTube.
But I'm always doing courses. A part of my continual professional development stuff I have to do.
Yep.
Courses. But I am always doing psychology courses, mindfulness courses, you know, things related to anxiety or depression. And they're all fascinating, and they all give me skills as well, which is good. Skills and knowledge.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
Right, next week we're talking... Well, it's actually...
It's Christmas.
It'll be Christmas Day next week when the show comes out. So we'll do something based around that, New Year, and kind of...
Yep.
Giving, receiving, and celebration. Who knows? Yeah. Something like that.
Yep. As I say to everybody, if I can't eat it or I can't drink it, do I want it?
Oh, blimey. I've just brought some gifts in for you, so...
That's what, I'll eat them.
Yeah. You can eat a book, I guess.
I can.
It's not a book. It ain't no book. Right, visit the website liveinthepresent.co.uk for all the show notes and links. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Ree's got Instagram going.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
We've got quite a good little community on Facebook of... 500-600-ish likes, all of which we didn't pay for any of them. They're all kind of...
No, they're all genuine people.
Hang on our every word. So, yeah, check us out and interact with us and send us an email if you want, because we will always reply.
Yeah. Even if it's got one star in it, we'll have a review.
We will. We'll take anything. We're desperate. So, in the meantime, have a great week.
Okay, and you.
And you take care, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.